All right, we're back on the record. Ms. Manson.
Just a couple of questions, Mr. Graham. Thank you. You had indicated that if something happened to the pipeline or it weren't available, trucks could go directly to Mandan and get fuel there. Is that correct?
Correct, and trucks do today go to Mandan.
Mile for mile, is it cheaper to ship by pipeline or by truck?
It just depends on the distance.
So if the people who are used to picking up at Jamestown had to go to Mandan, would that increase their cost, or would it stay the same? Or?
I'm not a trucking. I don't have any trucking logistic knowledge.
So is it your position that there wouldn't be any difference? The pipeline could be shut down tomorrow, and we could just do it all by truck, as far as you know?
No, as far as I know, over long distances, pipelines would be less expensive than trucks.
Now, you've indicated that Tesoro is the North System's customer, is that right?
Yes.
So from Tesoro's point of view as the customer, New Star does have a monopoly on getting stuff out of their refinery by pipeline. Is that correct?
What is a monopoly?
A monopoly meaning the only way to get stuff out of the Mandan refinery by pipeline is your pipeline.
That is correct.
I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Ms. Jeffcoat-Sackle.
I have no questions.
Questions from the commission? Commissioner Kramer.
Just in this last statement, I want to explore or clarify. If the pipeline shut down, that based on your last statement, unless I misunderstood you, if the pipeline was shut down, that would force the refinery to shut down because there would be no other way to get the fuel out?
I'm not sure if there's a rail alternative. There may be a rail alternative. But basically, if there's no pipeline, it's pretty much waterborne, rail, or truck.
Commissioner Clark.
Just out of curiosity, you had mentioned access to the North Terminal, which is pretty straightforward. It's granted by Tesoro, it sounds like, with these swipe cards. Out of curiosity, the East Terminal, where you've got multiple shippers that are terminating their product there, how does access to that
work? It's the same key card functionality. It's just there's more of our customers are giving access to other jobbers. But in effect, our customer is the one that determines who pulls their product from our facilities.
Okay.
Via a key card.
All right. Thanks.
Any further questions from the commission?
You know, I have one.
Commissioner Kramer.
How much? There's been a lot of discussion about capacity, I guess. Is there a lot more capacity on the existing 10-inch line if there was more refinery production?
As it's built today, we are, with existing pump stations that are on the pipeline, we are pretty much at capacity.
With more pumping, could there be more capacity if it flowed through at a greater rate?
Again, if we added incremental pump stations, we could increase the capacity.
That's all I have.
Any further questions from the commission? Follow-up, Mr. Kelsch?
I don't believe I have any follow-up.
Ms. Madsen?
No.
Jeff Goetz-Sackle?
No.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Graham.
Thank you.
And that's the only witness that we plan on calling.
All right.
Oh, I guess I would maybe like to maybe mark this his drawing as an exhibit. He talked about it, three pages. It'd be a New Star exhibit number six, I believe.
Number six.
And I would offer the drawing. So is there two pages?
Two pages. Consisting of two pages. Ms. Manson?
No objection, with the understanding that they're not to scale.
With the understanding that...
That they're not to scale.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
We understand that, yes.
Ms. Jeffcoat-Sackle. Exhibit New Star 6 is received.
And New Star would
nothing rest. Further. Ms. Jeffcoat-Sackle, anything for the commission?
No, thank you.
Ms. Manson, anything further other than a closing statement? All right.
Exhibit 4 for New Star was which document?
That was the...
That was the one that was not handed out.
Affidavit.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, it's the affidavit.
Docket 25.
Docket 25, yes. original affidavit that was filed.
The original affidavit that was filed but not handed out.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
All right, counsel, closing statements.
Very brief here, Commissioner. NuStar is a utility. For the reasons that we went over, it functions as a utility. It is essential to the citizens of this state. It has one customer that is highly dependent on it. It's a public utility, whether it's one customer or a dozen, because it's not moving its own product. And there's just no other category for this commission to apply. And that's it. There's no one customer exception. They're a public utility.
Mr. Kelch.
Thank you, Your Honor. Commissioners, of course, we disagree with that. We certainly are a common carrier. We have agreed to be a common carrier where we have published tariffs, but the way the North Dakota statutory scheme is set up, you can be a common carrier and not a public utility. And there have been a number of cases determined by this Public Service Commission in the past where there have been pipelines who have been providing transportation services and were a common carrier and did have a tariff, and so there are regulations concerning that as far as whether they could turn it off or stop or whatever and what they have to charge for it, and we do have that here. But we have a separate statute on public utility and whether a PCNN is needed, and the Public Service Commission is, in North Dakota, is only granted, as you are aware, only granted the authority that's given to you by the North Dakota legislature, and they've been quite specific about that, and the North Dakota case law is, again, specific on that. You have the authority that you have. And in this case, the issue is, does NuStar meet the definition under 4903.01 and 02 to be considered a public utility? And the issue is NuStar furnishing its services to the public generally? And I think the undisputed testimony here is that it's not. There's one customer to Sorrel. That's it. They are not. Nobody else has ever, in the last 7 years that they've been operating this pipeline separate from the refinery, no one else has ever asked to go onto the pipeline, put their product on the pipeline. Mr. Graham testified there really isn't anybody else out there that is in a real position to compete with Tesoro in this case to be the one customer. And I would disagree with Ms. Madsen as far as the one customer exception. I think the commission has in a number of cases in the past indicated that to be open to the public, you have to be open to more than just one individual. And it makes some sense. There's one contract with one provider, in this case, one customer, Tesoro. And when you look at the requirements for public convenience and necessity, it doesn't really fit that situation, the things that you have to determine, or you are looking at to determine whether it does meet that public convenience and necessity, don't really apply in a situation where you just have one customer, as in this case. And so we would submit that we should be permitted to withdraw our request petition for public convenience and necessity, and we would request that you honor that. And that's all. Thank you.
Rebuttal, Ms. Madsen.
In one sentence, they've got a monopoly on an essential public service in North Dakota for Tesoro and all the people dependent on Tesoro. They're taxed as a utility. They're a utility and a public one.
And thank you, counsel. Closing comments by the commissioners. Commissioner Kramer.
I just say thank you to both the counsel for both sides and to Mr. Graham for your testimony. One thing about a very narrow question, the question is clear. It seems to me the facts are quite clear, but I'm very unclear about the application of them. So all my questions going forward will be at a work session with our own attorneys, but thank you very much.
Commissioner Clark.
Just thank you for a good hearing. Appreciate it.
Commissioner Calk.
Just kind of to echo what Kevin said, that it's interesting as we break apart different pieces of businesses, the questions that develop. I just look forward to the work session as well, because this is a good one, and thank you all for your work today.
All right. The hearing is closed, but counsel stay put and off the record, and we should decide how you're going to proceed now. I'm assuming what... propose findings of fact and conclusions of law. Are you going to brief, or how are you going to do that? Mr. Kelch?
I don't think we need to brief. I think we've made our legal argument here. If the commission wants to propose findings of fact, conclusions of law from the parties, we certainly would provide that.
Yeah, I suggest that you do that. Obviously, that's helpful to the commission. Okay. So, proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, is obviously simultaneously. Okay.
And by when would you like this?
Well, I'm done today. But unfortunately, the commission isn't. So let me look to commission counsel.
Are you going to wait for the transcript?
Our plan is not to prepare a transcript. There wasn't a whole lot of testimony here.
Right.
It was more if it would be needed on appeal. But we would not, so we wouldn't need to wait for anything, I don't believe.
Well, I mean, 2 weeks would be helpful to us. That's okay. Or, you know, sooner, but I don't know.
I would think we could do it in 2 weeks.
All right. So that is settled. The only thing I'm going to say, in the circumstances, I'm going to do an exhibit list. So I'm going to take the exhibits with me. Everybody knows, and I'll do that today, and I'll bring them back up here tomorrow.
So the 20th, October 20th, then 6th today, October 20th for the proposed findings?
That's fine. That's good. What's the 4th? What's the 20th?
Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, that's a good day. Yeah. All right.
And do you prefer them electronically or both ways, or what helps you?
Well, we appreciate them both ways, and we would appreciate them actually in a Word document so they can be worked from, which normally we just want a PDF. But to work from them, be helpful to have a Word document.
Well, I'm sure they'll give you both.
Right.
Then you've got the PDF. John's got the PDF, goes right into his machine. And right.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm done. Counsel, anything further? I think we're square.
Nothing further, Your Honor. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you very much.
I probably do.
Good.
Oh, you did. Okay, see.
Some truth to that, actually.
I hope they bring you out of retirement. Can't just let you fish.
Well, no, and I don't mind them. I don't mind it as long as it doesn't get to be a regular thing. Am I still on where? Oh.
So I hear that I take it from this year.
Oh, I am retired. I've been retired for going on 2 years now.
You brought about a retirement.
Well, I don't know quite how that happened. It started out with the idea I was going to pinch hit, see. And
kind of like Brett Favre.
Well, it kind of, I tell you what it's kind of like. It depends on, I suspect it's got something to do with the more onerous the hearing or if there's travel involved or somehow my phone tends to ring, you know. I suspect that's the way it works, although I wouldn't want to.
So now we know how we're viewed.
There you go. Uh-oh.
The honorary hearing.
And we have no way to get that back to Denver, so you're the inheritor of
a
fine map of Stutzman County.
But how come you should have marked that as an exhibit? Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, well, that's fine. It can be just a file, I guess.
We will take our...
Yeah, you want to take
your tripod.
Your tripod, right.
secretaries would yell at us, or even worse, make fun of us.